brought you daily Torah Mashta, Hei Kislev Toshin, Pei Beis, Rav Shir Katz.
Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to speak about a very interesting aspect of Hilchos Shabbos. We all know there's 39 melachos on Shabbos that you can't do. Starting from Zerea, Chorish, Koitza, all the way through till Melechas Haitzoa, all these 39 melachos were done in the Mishkan, were used to create, to build the Mishkan, and these are the 39 melachos that you can't do on Shabbos. This we all know. Now there's another part which is less known is, that besides the Issa, to do a melacha, to actually do a melacha, there's also an Issa to prepare oneself, to organize and to plan a melacha. To prepare oneself to be able to do the melacha on Sunday. Which, classical example, besides the Issa of cutting your grass, weeding and planting and all these things, there's also Issa to go into your field and look around and plan and sort out what you need to do on Sunday. Okay, this needs, these leaves needs cutting, this needs pruning. To prepare and to organize melachas is also asa. And not only to prepare it through an action, even to speak about it and to organize it and to plan it through speaking is also asa. We learn this out from a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "In toshuv mishabos raglecha, if you will refrain from going out chutz l'tchum, you'll make Shabbos oinek." And the pasuk continues and says, "You will refrain from tending to your needs," which Chazal say means from preparing and organizing yourself towards doing malachas. V'dabe dava, and from speaking about it. I must not speak and prepare towards doing malachas. We'll speak about it. Thinking is the one of that here. So we're going to speak about today different cases where you're speaking about a malacha, you're preparing and organizing a malacha, and it's mutter. It doesn't go into the issa of dabe dava. So we have a couple of aterim here, a couple of cases where you're allowed to speak about malachas, you're allowed to discuss malachas, and we'll see how many we'll be able to go through. The first heter is, which is called, we'll always start with example from the Gemara, and then we'll go to practical examples. Cheftzei shamayim. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to tend to your needs. Your own needs. Something is for which is for Hashem. Even not for Hashem, for the public. Anything which is not for yourself, it's for other people. You're doing chesed to other people. You're allowed to you're allowed to prepare and organize. And you're even allowed to speak about it. Typical example, you're making share brachos matzah Shabbos. Share brachos is a mitzvah. Simchas Chasim V'Kala. So you're allowed to think and organize. Okay, so Matzah Shabbos, I need to prepare this and this. We need to prepare candles. Candles is a malacha. We need to buy something in the shop. We need to cut roses and hadassim, which is Melechas Koitza. All these things. This is the example of the Gemara. You're allowed to speak about cutting hadassim to Simchas Kala because Cheftzei Shemayim is Mutter. But there are two conditions to this het of Cheftzei Shemayim. One is allowed to talk about malachas with Cheftzei Shemayim on two conditions. First condition being that it cannot be done on Sunday, Monday. It cannot be done on the weekdays. If what he's doing now can also be done on the weekdays, it doesn't have to dafka happen on Shabbos, then you haven't got the head of Cheftzei Shemayim. For example, there's a leak in shul, yeah, and people put a bin in the middle of shul to collect all the drop. And now you see a plumber, and you say to the plumber, come, fix this on Sunday. So Cheftzei Shemayim, to fix the shul. If you see the plumber on Sunday in Shachis, then there's no need for this dabe dava, for this preparation of malacha to happen on Shabbos. So, but if you don't see him on Sunday, you happen to meet him. Ashkocha prati, you punts all the plumber. Then you're allowed to tell him, come and fix this on Sunday. Another condition is you're allowed to prepare for the malacha. You're allowed to say fix this on Sunday, but you're not allowed to make up and agree on a price. How much do you charge for a call out? £100. That's also ready because discussing an amount is doime to mekachomemka. Mekachomemka, yeah, dealing hang masa matan, that's also on Shabbos. And the head of Cheftzei Shemayim was never given for mekachomemka. All the surim darabonon, mekech memke, muktze, and all the different darabonons we have, none of them are mutter v'chefze shemayim. You're not allowed to do a malach darabonon l'tzarech mitzvah. The only thing which is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah is dabei dava. When you speak about and prepare and organize malachas, that is mutter v'chefze shemayim. So you're allowed to prepare and organize it. Plumber, come on Sunday and listen this time. But to say an amount, how much you're going to pay him, that is already mekech memke dik. You're finalizing a deal, you come and I'll pay this amount. That is also. It's a mitzvah. Anything which is not chafatzecha, anything which is your personal need. The Rambam says even public, let's say you want to organize housing for the community, and you want to, so that's also for the public. Anything which is for the public, which is for chafatzei shemaim, anything which is not for your personal hanoah, it's for. I'll give you an example. You look at the classifieds. You look, someone is looking for a job. You look at the classifieds. So he's preparing for malacha. But he's allowed to look for his friend, and his friend's allowed to look for him. So that's chefte shemayim. Now, selling aliyah Shabbos is a separate share. It's a separate share because it's dava dava, and it's also mekech memka, and there's also issa of ein magdishin ve'ein marichin, not to be makdish things to hektish. So all three of them are not a problem on selling aliyahs. But each one needs to discuss separately why it's not a problem. You're allowed to sell aliyahs on Shabbos because none of these three is surah, none of these three problems apply for selling aliyahs. Let's go to another example. Let's say you have a moysid which is very close to your heart and they're making a campaign on Sunday, Monday. And you're trying to recruit people to take page. Okay? So you meet your friend on Shabbos and you say to him, you know, this moysid is so special, across our toiv and all the rest. Dabei dava. You can't prepare and organize pages for your campaign on Shabbos. But if you don't meet him on Sunday, you don't see him on Sunday, you only see him on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Chefti Shemaim, it can't be done on the weekdays. Even if you see him on Sunday, but you know Sunday is busy, Shabbos is a calm time, you meet him by, you corner him by a Kiddush, and you're not going to be able to say no, Shabbos you'll be able to get him to do it. It's also mutter. Because this dibble that I'm doing now, you won't be able to have this on, but to discuss the amount, take a page for this amount, for that amount, that bulging already on Mekech HaMemke, I'm not sure if it's Mekech HaMemke, how much you should take. But usually discussing an amount, or finalizing an amount, is Mekech HaMemke, that's not Mutter by Chefte Shema. Another example, you ask someone, can you learn with my son? I'll pay you, learn with my son. That's Mutter, it's Meforosh Miras. The Tinnikel Lamde Sefer. That is referring to this case. So learn with my son. If you see this, if you see your nephew every day and you ask him to learn with your son, if you see him every day, you don't have to ask him on Shabbos. So it's not mutter. But if you see him only on Shabbos, you can say, please learn with my son. But if you say to him, what's the going rate? £15 a session. That's already a mekech memke. You learn with my son and I'll pay you this amount. That's not mutter of chefte shemayim. So we have the het of chefte shemayim on two conditions.
Make a meeting on Shabbos
to discuss chefte shemayim is mutter. Because the whole issa of a meeting is dabei dava. There's no other issa of meeting. Dabei dava. There's no malacha involved. It's just preparing for malacha. If you're preparing for chefte shemayim, it's mutter. No, he's asking dabei dava. It's preparing. You're making a meeting about let's say housing for the community, contractors, and so you're discussing malachas. So, but the discussion is for chefte shemayim, and discussion chefte shemayim is mutter. So if there's no reason why it can't happen on Shabbos, there's no heter. But if Shabbos is the only time you can get everyone together, around the table, sit together, then it's mutter because it can only happen on Shabbos. This is one heter, the heter of Chefte Shemayim. We'll go on to the next heter. There's another heter called, which Chazal say, Dabe Dova, speaking about Malachos is Asa, Hirhur, thinking about Malachos is mutter. One is allowed to plan, organize in his head, all his plans for the whole week. The Poskim say it's not mamash oynik Shabbos to think about all your plans for the weekdays, but I'm talking about Issa Dabei Dava. There's no Issa to plan and organize malachas, even if you're thinking about real malachas. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? You're allowed to do it. Hir hur mutter. And this heter includes something else. Even if you speak about something, but you're not speaking about the actual malacha, you're beating around the bush. You say one thing, which is not a malacha, but we both understand that we're going to do a malacha. That is also mutter. For example, you have a leak in your house. You put a bin in the middle of your dining room to collect the leaks. So you meet a plumber in shul. So you say to the plumber, come to me on Sunday. Come to me on Sunday. That's not double double. But we both understand, come to me. You don't usually invite a plumber to your house on Sunday afternoon. Probably you got a leak. You need to fix something. So you did a dibble, which is moti. You didn't speak about malachas. Fixing the leak was hero. Dibble, also hero mutter. Something which is thinking about malacha is mutter. It's not included in the issa of dabe dabe. If you say to him, I have a leak in my house, please come to me on Sunday, that's already more of a dibble. You're already saying clearly what you want of him, that's already a dibble. Another example, you have a potential employee, you already applied, you want to employ him, you meet him Shabbos and say, okay, we'll speak tonight. And you both know it means we'll finalize it. Now, schiras pa'alim, renting a poil, is also on Shabbos. But you say, we'll speak tonight, that's mutter. Even though you both know you're going to employ him, but if you say, let's speak tonight, we'll finalize it tonight. That's already bordering on a proper dibble. Another example, somebody's not feeling well, and you say, okay, we need to speak to the doctor. I need to call the doctor on Sunday. I need to call the doctor. Calling is a malacha. You constantly need to call the doctor on Sunday, but dabidaba, you're preparing, you're organizing, you're preparing malacha. But you can say, I need to speak to the doctor. We'll speak to the doctor on Sunday. Even though we all know with NHS, you can never speak to the doctor face to face, you make an appointment to make an appointment, to be able to have a phone appointment, but you said, we need to speak to the doctor. Speak to the doctor's mutter. You can speak to a doctor on Shabbos. Even though you both know that it means I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call the doctor, that is hirur. Hirur is mutter. So included in the heta of hirur is also to say something with the intention of a malacha, if it's not too clear, too specific, it's also mutter. And it's also mefurish shmiras. We say, chafotzecha asurim, chafotzecha is asa, become lachshav chashbonos, to think how much you're going to spend on Sunday morning, how much things are going to cost you. Hirurim mutarim. Hirur is mutter. Or l'shadei chabonos, that is, when you want to make a shidduch, let's say Shadchan says to you, I have a shidduch for you, you should just know, I charge $1,000 each side. So that's also mutter. Even though it's $1,000 is not. Amount is also. But you say, I charge, you should know, I'm going to charge you for this shidduch. Even though he's speaking about something which is also on Shabbos, shadduch chabonos is a mitzvah, v'tinuk l'lam dei seif l'lam natzeh bin ginos, that's all tzorcha mitzvah. So you have hitte in Mefurish, in the Zmiras, the hetter of Hir Hurim Mutorim and Tzorcha Mitzvah.
What's be in touch? You say be in touch, no guy lives on the outside of town.
So be in touch could mean, I will speak. So if it's clear, it's obvious, let's say I'll be in touch with somebody who lives in America. You say, I'll be in touch with my brother who lives in America. So that's like saying, have a leak, come and fix it. I have a leak, come to me on Sunday. You actually didn't say, do the malacha, but it's clear from your dibble that you're speaking about the malacha.
Same area,
even though you intend, and we both know you intend to call him, but it goes into the heta of hirhurim mutorim. So far we had the two atarim. Chefze shamayim is the tzarech mitzvah, if it's best time to do it on Shabbos, if you're not talking about an amount, and heta of hirhurim mutorim. Now we're going to the next heta. The next heta is called in the Gemara Burganin. Just let me explain the term Burganin. Burganin means a small hut. What does this mean? A person is allowed to walk on Shabbos from the edge of the city, 2,000 amas. Now, what's the edge of the city? The last house. So sometimes you go on a motorway, you see a mile, after a mile is a house, after another mile is a house. Is that considered part of the city? So for Hilchas Shabbos, the halacha is, a house which is within 70 amas and two-thirds of the last house extends the city. If you have another house within 70 amas and two-thirds, extends the city even more. If the house is further than that, 80 amas, then that is not considered part of the city, and you can only walk 2,000 amas from the house which is within the city. Now, somebody wants to say, I'm saying something which is shayach, I want to walk to Leeds on Sunday. You can walk to Leeds. You can walk to Leeds. I want to walk to Leeds. That's mamash also to do on Shabbos. You can walk in Chus Letchom. But had there been Burganin, had there been little huts, doesn't need to be a real house in the 70 amas. A little hut where one can sleep overnight is enough, a tent is enough to extend the city. Had there been Burganin from here until Leeds, you'd be allowed to walk to Leeds. So you're allowed to say something on Shabbos, which theoretically, there could be a case when it's mutter to do that. So what is it? What's the heta? Interesting heta. You're allowed to say something, even though it's a malacha. It's also to walk on Shabbos, chutz v'tchum. But had it been burgenin, you'd be allowed to. The het is like this. The Shachnoch Rav explains that very nicely. He says the isav dabei dava is only when you speak about a malacha. You say, I'm going to cut, I'm going to prune, I'm going to zereah, boire, toich, all these things, he's speaking about the malacha. Walking on Shabbos, the pa'ula of walking is not also. You're allowed to walk on Shabbos in your house, you like to walk within your city, and you like to walk within the tchum, 2,000 amas. You're allowed to walk to Leeds, if there's borgenin. It's not a malacha to walk to Leeds. The circumstances, the matzav around you, tells you there's no borgenin, you can't walk to Leeds. So the Isav Dabei Dava is only to speak about something which the actual thing that you're talking about is a malacha. The pa'ola which you're planning to do is a malacha. Walking chos l'tchom, the pa'ola that you're planning to do is not a malacha. Walking is not a malacha. Walking without borgenin is a malacha. No, I'm not talking about the borgenin. I'm talking about walking. I'm not talking about the circumstances. So even though there are no borgenin from here to Leeds, and we know there's no borgenin from here to Leeds, yeah, we're not trying to fool anyone by saying, maybe there's borgenin. No, that's not the law. The law is, the thing that I'm discussing is not a malacha. Walking is not a malacha. So I'm allowed to say, I'm going to walk to Leeds. I'm going to walk to Kerestir. Impossible to walk to Kerestir if there's borgenin from here to Kerestir. You're allowed to do this. It's possible. Ah, so England is a bit of a shaila. If you'd make borgenin through the channel that extends the city. Let's say from Europe. Somebody in Europe says, I want to walk to Legens, Kerestir. It's a stroll. It's possible to walk. But if you don't have to cross the sea, if it's just land, you can go on a ship. Yeah, could be. So the het, this is the het of borgenin. Now we can even blend two heterim. We're going to blend the het of borgenin and the het of hero. If you're planning to drive to Leeds, driving a zecher malach, and you want to tell, I'm driving tomorrow to Leeds. You can't say that. Dabei dava, you can't drive to Leeds. Be allowed to say, I'm going to Leeds. Why? Because I didn't say I'm going to drive. I might be walking tomorrow. So the fact that I'm driving is hero. We're thinking about it. Thinking is mutter. Going to Leeds is also asa. No, with borgenin it's mutter. So you're blending two heterim, the het of hero mutter and the het of borgenin, to say I'm going to London tomorrow. No, how can I'm going to London? Mishum Shabbos Geret. No, you're allowed to say it because I didn't say how I'm going. That's hero. And the going is mutter because borgenin. There could have been borgenin there, so the malacha that I'm saying is mutter. So if somebody asks you, you're a guest here, shalom aleichem, how long are you staying and when are you off? You can't say I'm flying on Sunday. Flying is dabei dava. You can't say I'm driving back on Sunday. I'm going on Sunday. It's het to gomo. I'm going on Sunday. Oh, so even flying, Rav Falk says, if you go into the nitty gritty of flying, it's a mamish malacha of flying on Shabbos, because above 10 tfachim, there's no isav tchum, and it doesn't make a difference for the aeroplane if you on or you're off. Even a train could be such a heter. Without going into the details, driving is zecha also on Shabbos, and you're allowed to say, I'm going to London, even though you intend to drive, because the driving is hiror, and the going to London is heter of borgenin. Another example for borgenin.
How do you know there are no borgenin?
Doesn't matter. The heter is not because there might be borgenin. The heter is because you talking about something which is mutter on Shabbos under certain circumstances. So that's mutter.
So you took a parcel
for me? Oh, now the heter is carrying. So in a city that there's no Eruv, on Shabbos you're not allowed to say, you shouldn't be allowed to say, I need to take this to shul on Sunday. Carrying. Hotzor is a malacha on Shabbos. I need to take this to my friend on Shabbos. You can't. But carrying is not a malach. You're allowed to carry in your house, allowed to carry in your chotzer. You're allowed to carry on the street if there's an Eruv. But the circumstances tell you there's no Eruv, there's no mechitzas, you can't carry. But that's borgenin. I'm allowed to speak about something that I'm not speaking about the malacha. I'm speaking about the davar mutter, which is asa under the circumstances. But if you're not discussing the circumstances, you're discussing the pa'ola hamuteres. That is the heter of borgenin. So we've gone through Chefetz Shemayim, we've gone through Hirur, borgenin, and even blending Hirur and borgenin. Let's go on to the next heter.
Some people ask you how much it costs. If they can't say the amount it costs, what people are doing is they cost 5 chalas.
Oh, so I'm not sure where these 5 chalas come from, because Benegah costs. Mr. Spielman asked about costs. Yeah. So this was going to be the last heter. There is a mutter to discuss things which happened in the past. How much did you spend on this? That's not The whole Issa Mitzvah is preparation, organizing, planning the Malacha. History, how much it did cost, is allowed. Because it's not relevant, it's not a gear for the future.
Where did you get it from?
The Gemara says, Cheshbonish. Where did you buy it? You can say where you bought it, you can say what you did to buy it, where you drove, who you called, whatever, you can say everything that you did. Oh, if you intend to buy it, then not. Then you're planning. Then it's planning for Malacha. I'll give you an example. How much did holidays cost me? So, the house, the car, the entertainment, everything. You're allowed to. Just tell me, curious, how much does holidays cost me? But if you want to know, for next year, how much do I need at the beginning of holidays? So you're thinking, so you're starting to think, how much did I spend last year? I need to know how much it's going to cost me next year. So that is planning for the next holiday, planning for Malacha. So that is also, that's Mitzvah Chavtzcha B'Davidova. You're planning your next holidays. But if you speak about something that costs, it happens the whole time. How much did you spend it? How much did it cost? Where did you buy it? You're allowed to. There's no Issa B'Davidova. You don't have to feel bad and say Nishan Shabbos Gret. You're allowed to say it. If you say Nishan Shabbos Gret, learning through all the halachos of Hechaz B'Davidova doesn't really feature Nishan Shabbos Gret. It's a way of saying, I'm feeling bad to say it, but Nishan Shabbos Gret, if you know exactly what's Mutter, what's us, you don't never have to say Nishan Shabbos Gret. You're allowed to speak about things that happened in the past. You're allowed to speak about future things as well, if it's not relevant to you. Let's say, something which is not relevant. Imagine, I would build a building here, how much steel would I need, how much concrete. Imagine is not us. It's not relevant. You're not planning a malacha. How much would it cost Salford City Council to add on more bin days? Davidova, no, it's not relevant. It's never going to happen. Something which is not negia, something which has no relevance, doesn't go into the issa of Metzoy Chavtzecha. A theoretical thing doesn't go into the issa of Metzoy Chavtzecha. Same thing is also discussing other people's business. Yeah, if people enjoy this, some people enjoy this on Shabbos. Discussing other people's, what happened in the week or what's going to happen the next week. Who is going to buy a house and who is going to do this? It's not relevant to you. It's not Metzoy Chavtzecha. You're not preparing a malacha. You're not organizing, you're not planning, you're not furthering your plans, you're not getting anywhere with your Davidova. That is not us. The whole Issa of Davidova is Metzoy Chavtzecha, tending to your needs, and Davidova, speaking about it. Tending to your needs through speaking about it. That is also Cheshbonis She'ovru, using the Lashon HaGemara. Past Cheshbonis. And Cheshbonis Malach. Malach means, do you care? It's not a gear to you. That is Mutter to speak about on Shabbos. Now let's get to the final heter, and that is, if you leave your, let's say on holidays, you go out of your village, so you make note where the last house is, you go for a walk 2,000 amas. You come to the border of your tchum, and you see your friend from the next village. He also took a walk. He came to his edge of the dalat, or his 2,000 amas. So you wave to each other. You can't say each other to each other. You can't shake hands, because you're both going to go out to the tchum. And then you say to him, actually, I left my car in your village. Keep an eye on it. Instructing him to do something which is also for you to do on Shabbos. Because you can't keep an eye on your car, which is in his village. But he's allowed to do it. He's in that tchum. The Gemara says, Shmoili peiros shebetchumach, keep an eye on the peiros on my field, which is in your tchum, is mutar on Shabbos. Says, very good. So really there should be hetar broken in here. Really hetar broken in. But the Rashba says, we see from this Gemara, that if I'm not allowed to do something, my friend is allowed to do something, I'm allowed, there's no Dabba Dabba. He says, we see from here, that on Erev Shabbos, if you makabel Shabbos early, and you come home from shul, and you come home, oh no, the light is off. The light is on. I forgot to turn off the light. You go out on the street, you see people coming back from mikveh, and ask the pastor, come, mach, lesh was the lecht. It's Dabba Dabba. It's not Isamir Akum here, because merely Yisrael, it's a Yid. A Yid is not Isamir Akum, but Dabba Dabba. You're planning a malacha. Says the Rashba, you're allowed to. Shmoili peyes shebetchumach. You're allowed to ask somebody to do a malacha if for him it's mutter. If for that person it's mutter, then it's a dabba dabba. So you asked about how can you bring proof for to sefer shal kabbalah Shabbos? In the Gemara, there's bogenin. Here, there's no bogenin. Very good question. The pasuk can talk about it extensively. Some say there's also bogenin here because he could have not been kabbalah Shabbos. Some say you don't have to come onto the heter. Halacha lamasa we take on that even if there's no bogenin, if the other person's allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. Same to matzah Shabbos. You're having a long shalosh shudos. Your mamshich mekdusha Shabbos al achol ma'achrim lotzis mina Shabbos, and you want a malacha. You're allowed to ask somebody who already said bochem about mekdusha Shabbos to do malacha, even though davei dava. You're speaking about malachas. You plan. You're organizing. You're making him do malacha for you.
It's not, it's a derisa. It's not. You have to
It's also for you to do malachas. You have all the dinim of Shabbos on you. You have all the dinim of Shabbos, and you can't do malachas. You're allowed to. And some poskim even say, this is really debatable, could be it's worse, but ben chutz la'aretz, any of you that go to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, and you need a malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, so you go, you ask an Israeli to do malacha, it's the same idea. I can't do the malacha, so I have this of David Dava. The Israeli is allowed to do it. So some say, if you don't need borgenin, if this heter works without borgenin, then you're allowed to ask a ben chutz la'aretz to do malacha. When I was a bocha in yeshiva, I once had such a story. I was shvus, second night shvus, when it was Yom Tov Sheni for me, but it was weekday for the whole of Eretz Yisrael. I was about to go to sleep, and I realized I didn't set my alarm clock, because the first night shvus, you stay awake the whole night, and you daven shachris afterwards, so my alarm clock wasn't set. And I wanted to go to sleep, I needed my alarm clock to get up second day Yom Tov. So, I didn't know if I'm allowed to ask a ben Eretz Yisrael to do a malach or not. So what did I do? I went downstairs to the Chof Strauss, and I stopped to Shlaimer, a Chalmi, and I said to him, I thought I'm doing a shtick. I said, make a ben chutz la'aretz betna ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha. He said, me was dafster. I said, my alarm clock. I said, okay, said, I'll do it with you. Meister, according to this Rashba, you're allowed to ask a ben Eretz Yisrael. If you're not allowed to, then remiza is not really a heter. It's not a Shabbos go, you do a remez. Remiza is not really a heter. If you're allowed to, according to the pasuk, you're allowed to Mishnah Berurah. It brings the taz that understands the Rashba to say, even without bogen, you're allowed to, you can do it on Erev Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, and on Yom Tov Sheni. Let me finish off with the way the pasuk finishes off the pasuk. In Toshiv Mishabos Raglecha, V'krosel Shabbos Einek, V'kadosh Shem Chabbi, Yimachabad the Shabbos, Yimanu the Shabbos. How? In Tzorich HaVatzecha, by refraining from tending to your needs. V'David Ovam, I'm talking about it, says the pasuk, Oz, Tis'anagal Hashem, Hashem will bench you with Einek, V'tzanagal Hashem, V'rekavticha, I will rise you, al bomosi oretz, on high positions, V'achalticha, and I will feed you Nachlas Yaakov Avichu, the portion of Yaakov Avinu. This is the schar from keeping these halachos properly. What does it mean, Nachlas Yaakov Avinu? Chazal say, it's this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu was sleeping there, and Hashem set him benevuah, uforat sto yomo v'keidmo tzvoyno v'negbo. For keeping these halachos properly, we get Nachla bli mitzorim. Endless bounty, and that's also Meforish's Miras. We say, Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh, whoever keeps these halachos properly, we'll get the Nachla of Yaakov Avinu, Beli Mitzorim Nachla. A Nachla without any Mitzorim. Shkoyach.